Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, Ministry of Agriculture to adopt new technology for cassava production. Stay tuned to find out more. And later, our proverb of the day. I am Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Call the Ministry of Health toll-free at 1-888-663-5683. Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for information on chikungunya. That's 1-888-1-LOVE. That is 1-888-663-5683.
The Ministry of Agriculture is eyeing new technology to sustain cassava production and build the industry. The technology is being used by Red Stripe in its Project Grow initiative. Following a tour of one of Red Stripe's farm in St. Catherine and first-hand view of the technology, Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer noted that the technology being utilized is producing yields that will make the cassava industry more viable. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips, who also toured the farm, says the initiative is an impressive display of the possibilities that exist for Jamaica.
What we saw in Project Grow Jamaica with the cassava is evidence of an agricultural revolution that is taking place in Jamaica. What we're seeing is evidence of yields that are 3-4 times greater than the average national yield for cassava at present.
An additional 5,000 acres of cassava will be required to satisfy the demand of persons in the local baking industry to augment production of baked goods. There are also plans to utilize all byproducts from cassava, such as the leaves, which can be used for animal feed, all of which will play a key role in propelling the industry.
What we're seeing is the possibility of incorporating cassava into the production process for your Red Stripe and other products, which will not only put great number of Jamaicans to work, but also fuel growth in so many other areas, animal feeds, other products that will combine to add a greater level of growth to Jamaican agriculture.
Managing Director of Red Stripe, Cedric Blair, says the company intends to farm a total of 500 acres and will purchase another 2,000 acres produced by small and large farmers who can guarantee high yields. Red Stripe has invested $150 million in local cassava production on 403 acres of land at Bernard Lodge in a bid to reduce its importation cost of raw materials for its brewery. It's also part of a $10 million project that the company expects to complete in 5 years, with up to 6,000 persons gaining employment directly and indirectly.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Our proverb for this morning is, a pound of fret can pay 1 ounce of debt. Translation, a pound of fretting can never repay an ounce of debt. This means, problems are never solved by worrying. So find a solution and take action. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. I am Prince Moore with studio engineer and producer Joel Samuels, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.